Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and part of Mayor Bloomberg's proposed budget cuts, as these all trickle down, included significant cuts to government-subsidized child care in New York City. This is still being debated between the mayor and city council, but parents of about 16,500 children have already been notified that their subsidies will end on September 2nd, although a campaign is on to restore the funding, and more than half of city council has come out against these proposed cuts. So joining me now to explain New York City's publicly funded child care system is Andrea Anthony, the executive director of the Daycare Council of New York. Director Anthony, welcome to WNYC.
No, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure.
And the Daycare Council represents the providers. Is that what the council is?
Yes, we represent the nonprofit organizations that have a contract with ACS, Administration for Children's Services, to provide child care to these families.
Let's start with the income level question, because it's probably the easiest to understand. At what income level does a family qualify for subsidized child care?
The family must be below 200% of poverty. And for a family of, let's say, two, a mother and a child, that's below $29,420. Although the city has in the past allowed families who are at least upwards of 275% of poverty to receive child care. But one of the provisions of this cut is that those who are over 200% of poverty will no longer receive assistance, a subsidy to help them pay for child care.
So in other words, the income cutoff would go down to a strict $29,000 for that family of two, mother and child.
Yes, it would.
Another criteria the city uses to determine eligibility for child care subsidies is called priority levels. Priority 7 was already cut in December, and 5 and 6 would be cut in September. But can you start with priority level 1? Who's in priority level 1?
Priority level 1, we have those families who are in the foster care system. And it doesn't necessarily mean those foster care mothers. It means those individuals that have decided to take on the responsibility of a child who's under 13 and they need child care. The second priority is those who are in a preventive situation where there's been an allegation against the family and the mother or the family needs help. And so those families, they're priority number 2. Number 3 are those who are in public assistance and they are in the process of in some type of work situation and they need child care. But there are also an additional number who are in a transitional mode, or also transitional meaning they're coming off public assistance, or those who are actually in a training program or in a work placement program and need assistance. Then there are those who are in a school-type situation and need help, and those who are actually employed and need assistance.
And levels 5 and 6, which
yes,
could be cut, and 7 that was already cut, what are they?
Yes. 5 are those who are employed, those who are actually in jobs, and that is the largest category in the subsidy program. You have a little over 41,000. Those who are in a training program, education program, is about 1,300. Mm-hmm. And those who are non-ACS social services, people who are facing different type of challenges, they're not protective or preventive, but they're, maybe the mother is ill because of some type of surgery or operation and she needs time before she goes back to work. It's a very small number right now. At one time, it was a couple of thousand, and now it's down to under 1,000 families. It was about 2 to 3 at one time.
Mm-hmm. And the final one, priority 7?
That's the one I was just speaking
that's
about,
that one.
The non-ACS social services.
So were you just saying that priority level 5, working mothers, but who make $29,000
less than, yes,
and who need subsidy to get child care during the workday. That's the
correct.
Largest group at about 41,000 people, and that category is going to be eliminated?
No, Brian. It's going to be severely cut. We're looking at cuts of over 17,000 because in the total is 17,000. The ACS started its termination of these slots in February when they cut about 500. This month they're cutting another 200, and as of September 1st they're cutting the other 16,500.
And again, yes, based really on that hard income cap of 29,000.
You're correct.
Listeners,
that cap, but also those who are over 200% of poverty. As I said, the city did allow families who are between 200 and 275% of poverty to receive child care.
Right.
And there were approximately 25, maybe 3,000 families in that particular category, and those slots all together will be eliminated as well.
Listeners, we have just about 5 more minutes. If anybody wants to call in with a question or to help explain, because this is an explainer segment about how subsidized daycare works in New York City, with Andrea Anthony, Executive Director of the Daycare Council of New York. As you've been hearing, big cuts are on the table in the mayor's proposed budget for this realm. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you've been in the system and want to explain a little bit about how it works, or if you have a question about it for our guest, Ed in Brooklyn has a question. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ed.
Hello. Listen, Ms. Anthony is talking about subsidized child care. Is she including the funds that foster care parents get for taking care of kids? And that would include the relative foster care, that is, like grandmas and aunts that take care of relatives, foster children.
That's a good question. So for those in that situation, does that get taken into account in terms of eligibility?
No, it does not get taken into account.
What exactly does... Go ahead.
The funds that foster families receive to take care of the children is to basically provide them with their food, their clothing, other services that they need besides child care. Some of the children need preschool education as well as after-school services. And that's what the subsidy does.
It provides
preschool and after-school assistance, not the full cost of care.
Mm-hmm. Right, for foster families taking in kids.
What
kind of child care is actually provided for people who do qualify?
Educational and social services, in that the children are placed in a preschool setting where the teachers in those classrooms are certified. They have a master's degree in education. They've been tested by the Department of Education, and they are deemed certified. Then you also have assistant teachers who at least have a minimum of bachelor's degree working with that teacher, and an aide who also works in that classroom. So you have a complementary number of educators in the classroom who are providing a curriculum to those children, as well as social supports, meaning how to play together and how to do various activities as they age from 2.5 upwards to 4.
So basically the city gives subsidies directly to private daycare centers for the children who are qualified through this program. And then I gather there are also vouchers for kids for after-school care. Is that right?
You're very correct.
And are they also affected by the mayor's proposed cuts?
Yes. 60% of those 17,000 are vouchers. That would be for children who are over 4 or 5, upwards to 13, who after leaving the public school, they then go to after-school programs.
And are these subsidies, do they make child care free for the families who qualify, or is there a sliding scale of partial
There's
subsidies?
There's a sliding scale. None of the programs are free. Brian, all families have to pay something. So they all have a copay towards the care, and it ranges anywhere. Soon it will be $15 a week, upwards to over $100 a week. It depends on their income.
Why do you think this winds up on the chopping block?
ACS has explained to us that they have a structural deficit. They do not have funding coming in from the federal government and the state government, and ACS themselves, the city coffers, are somewhat depleted at this time, although the mayor did announce there is a slight surplus, but we do not have the federal and state support for child care. That's where it's mainly funded, and that they have to do. And we're also losing the stimulus funding that we were fortunate to have, which was also used for child care.
And in our last 45 seconds, to the politics of it, child care advocates and apparently more than half the city council at this moment are determined to fight the mayor. So do you think politically the stars line up to spare the child care system these cuts?
That's not clear as yet, Brian. Right now we are still working with the city council, and it was admirable that so many of them came out for Councilmember Greenfield's press conference to, you know, really say that they are supporting working families, that those who are currently working want to continue working, and they do not want to end up on the welfare rolls if they lose their child care. But we don't know at this point. I mean, the mayor released his preliminary budget in March. We have been, no, in February 16th, excuse me. And we have been working since then to try and help people, the public and the city council members, understand that we need their support. We need to change this so that families can continue working.
And there we leave it with Andrea Anthony, the executive director of the Daycare Council of New York. Thank you for explaining this so clearly for our listeners.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.